Okay, next parak here in Tehillim is Parak Mem Gimel. Parak Mem Gimel is really a hemshech. It's a short parak, only five psukim. It's really a continuation of Parak Mem Beis. In language, you see that. And in theme, it's all about someone who is in Gaua, someone who is in exile, who yearns, who remembers what the past was like, and yearns for closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we had in the last parak, Sama Nafshi, Lelokim Lekel Chai. So in this parak also we have Hashem, David and Al talking to Hashem and pleading, please fight my battles and don't leave me where I am and show me your light and show me your way and bring me back to the Beis HaMikdash and to your Mizbeach. And he again gives chizik to his soul and says, why are you downtrodden? Why are you broken? To hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem will be a salvation. So that is this parak. Let's get into it. Shafteni Elokim v'riva rivi. Get parts of this, as pointed out by the Mefarshim. Parts of these prakam are used in the Tikkun Chatzos Tefillah, because also that's all about being in Galus and feeling distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shafteni Elokim, please judge me, v'riva rivi, and fight my battles. Judge and fight my battles, meaning get us out of this Galus. We know the Hashem promises in the Brisman of Asarim that Vigamis Hagoya Sher Ya'avodu Dan Anochi. And the Medrash that Rashi quotes is Vigam. Vigam means to include all the Galios. Not only did Hashem promise that he's going to take us out of the Mitzrayim Galos, but Vigam all the Galios. And that's what David HaMelech is davening here. We're saying we're davening in the Galos that we're in. Shafteni Elokim V'riva Rivi. And please, make sure that you judge my cases and get rid of my enemies. This pasuk is quoted in that amazing perek in Sefer HaYikarim, in Mamar Revi'i, in Perek Memhei, towards the end of the Sefer, which we've quoted often, where he develops the beautiful idea of what bris bein habisarim was. Why does the dafka call the bris between the parts? What does between the parts mean? So Rashi quotes there, if you remember, Ibrashus, that the minog of making a covenant in those days was that you take an animal, you cut an animal in half, and the two parties walk between the two halves of the animal. And that's what happened. Avram walked through, and then the fire of Hashem walked through, as if he was part of the covenant. What kind of strange way of making a covenant is that? So he explains, no, the point of a covenant is to make two into one. Before the covenant, they're two, but after the covenant, they're two halves, and they're looked at as one. K'dei likshur l'davei ko'ava b'neihem, ad sheyu shneihem ki'ilu heim guf echad, v'yishmar kol echad mehem es chaveiro, kishmiraso es atzmo. So you take a whole item, a unit, and in that way cut it in half as if to show, now we are like those two halves of the animal. V'hoya kol chelik mehem margish b'tzar chaveiro, shekasher hoya magia choli o nezek b'chelik ha'achad, hoya chaveiro margish b'choli o nezek ahu, forevermore. And that's what Hashem did. By Bris Ben HaMasarim, he made it as if he is our other half forever. And that's why once he did that, then he has to tell Avram Avinu and describe to him what's going to be in the future. Ulazet Timsa, says Ikarim. Kibiyat shakaras Hashem brisim Avraham. Right after he made this covenant, Gilalo kol mashahaya yadua etzlo min haraha asil avol zaro. He told him all the things that are going to happen. Yadua teda. Kiger yir zaracha. Because if we're connected and we're one, I have to share with you. And he says, don't worry, I'm going to take care of them. And he quotes our pasuk, Shafteni Elokim, you're going to daven that I'm going to be Riva Rivi, and this is all part of the Brisman HaBasarim, and this is what David HaMelech is saying in this parak. Please, you know, fulfill your promise. Shafteni Elokim v'Riva Rivi migoy lo chasid, from a nation that is not pious. May ish mirma va'avla tefalteni, save me from the man of a falsehood. What's migoy lo chasid? So three or four different shatim. Rashi says migoy lo chasid. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. This is referring to Edom. Why are they not chasid? Shegar Esav bein shnei tzadikim v'olaban mima'aseihem. What's lo chasid? You should have been a chasid. Right, you should have copied who you were with. Right, Rashi is actually quoting a larger line there in Sanhedrin, at the end of the fourth parak, Daf Lama Tesma Beis. The Gemara there says that Ovadia gave the nevuah about Edo. Right, it's the Haftorah for Parshas Vayishlach. All of Sefer Ovadia is only one parak. So Maishna Ovadia la Edom, says the Gemara. What does Ovadia have to do with Edom? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Ovadia, Hador Ben Shnei Rishayim, Ovadia, who lived amongst two Rishayim, Achav and Izevel, Velo Lamar Mimaseihem, and didn't learn from their actions, V'yinave Al Esav HaRasha, and he should prophesize about Esav, Shador Ben Shnei Tzadikim, who lived amongst two Tzadikim, right, Yitzchak and Rivka, Velo Lamar Mimaseihem. So that's the Ovadia and Edom connections. That's Rashi. That they're not a chassid. They didn't learn from their surroundings. The Malbim says here, what do you mean, garlo chassid? From nations that don't naturally connect to chassid. Goy lo chassid. She'ein lahem hachana el chassid klal. Ki tivam misnaged el chassid. Says the Malbim, their teva, these nations, are against chesed, bein adam lechaveiro. And then he gets into Ebunos Vadeos, Ishmir Bava'avla, those are the ones that have the philosophical, falsehood. But, David Melch is saying, these nations don't have a teva, they're not like me. They're not like our nation. Why? Because we know the Gemara Nivamas. Gemara Nivamas tells us, Daf Ayin Tes Amid Aleph, Shlosha Simanim Yeshbu Mazu. This nation, Am Yisrael, they have three Simanim. Rachmanim, Baishanim, Vagom Lechasadim, based on Psukim, Rachmanim, Nasan Lecha Rachamim, Vrichemcha, Baishanim, from Shmos, Bavartia Yirasol Panechem, Gom Lechasadim, right, by Avram Avinu, Kosh Yeshbo, Shlosh Simanim, Halalu, Roy Li Davik, Buumazu, whoever has these three, and the Givonim didn't have these Midos, and that's why they were rejected. They were rejected. It's even called Halacha Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa, this is quoted, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. Quotes in Perek Yutes, Kol HaMishpachos B'cheskas Kashrus. Me'ikra din, you meet a family, there's a cheskas Kashrus for every family. Umutu Lisa Mehen L'charchila, and can marry them L'charchila. V'yafal Pikein, but even so this is true, Im Ra'isa Shtei Mishpachos She'misgaro Zuba Zutamid, that you see families that are always fighting. O Ra'isa Mishpacha, she balas Matza Umariva Tamid. A family is always causing strife. O Ra'isa Ish, Shehu Marbe Meriva Im Hakol, Va'az Panim Biyoser. You see a man who always has this brazenness. Choshishim Lahem, V'roy L'srachek Behen. She'elu Simani Pasul saying. If they're not Rachmanim Baishanim V'gom L'chasadim, that's a simen. That's a simen. You don't know for sure, but that's a simen. Skip a few lines. V'chein kol mi sheyesh bo azos panim va'achzarius. V'sonei es habrios. V'eino gomer lahem chesed. Somebody who is anti-chesed, like the Malbim says, this pasuk is am lo goy lo chesed, choshishin lo biyoser, shema givoni hu. Maybe he's a givoni. Shesimane Yisrael, ha'uma hakdosha, baishanim rachmanim v'gom lechasadim. And then those are the midos that we have. And therefore, if somebody doesn't have these midos, they have to be choshesh, says the Rambam, that they are not Jewish. They're from the Givonim. But the Maharal writes on that Gemara in the Chidushi Agados that these three are Yarshins from the Avos. That's why the Ben Yoyada points out, why are these quoted in order? If you look at the Gemara, the Rachmanim Baishanim Gom Lechasadim are exactly the opposite order. But maybe it's answered with the Maharal. Maharal says it's all based on the Avos. Ki Yarshu Elu Gimel Simanim and Avos. Bal Hamidas Harachamim Min Yaakov. Midas o midas harachamim, v'kel shaka yitain lachem rachamim. V'chein yarshu midas habusha min Yitzchak. Shai midas habusha hi midas hayira. V'zu midas Yitzchak hi midas o yira. As it says, b'pachad Yitzchak aviv. And gemilas chesed, of course, is Avram Avinu. As it says, l'mana sheitzav es banav es beis o'achrav, v'shamru derech Hashem. L'fichach, that is why, mi sheyesh bo gimel siman malalu, roi lidavek b'uma zu. That's the Maharal on that Gemara in Yevamah's Defiant Test. So Rashi says, what is this, Am Lo Chassid? Goy Lo Chassid is referring to Esav, who didn't learn from his surroundings. We have the, Malbim, who says, a nation that does not have Teva connected to Chassid. Rav Hirsch says, Am Lo Chassid, they dehumanize us. How many nations is this talking about? Israel charges the national entities with being Goy Lo Chassid, with failure to practice the humanness to which they pay lip service, and particularly with failure to show such kindness to Israel. To them, Refer says, Israel is not an entity worthy of receiving common decency. Right, the Jew. How many enemies in order to defend and allow themselves to do what they do to us, they have to first dehumanize us. And if we're just gnats, if we're just ants, then there's no problem with what they do. And men who are wicked, unjust, and violent take advantage of the position of helpless destitution, which the nations in their unkindness and inhumanity have assigned to Israel in order to perpetrate acts of wrong and violence against the latter. Israel has recourse only to Hashem against both the inhumanity of the alien communities and the violence of the individuals. Right? This is what's been going on since the dawn of time. Right? The Nitziv says that's what the Mitzrayim did to us. Vayareyu osanu ha-Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Not just that they weren't bad to us. They made us bad. Vayareyu osanu ha-Mitzrayim. They made us not worthy of being alive. Vayareyu. And that's where our verse says is, goy lo chasid here. And finally, the fourth idea, the Mefarshim, the Rinas Yitzchak suggests that goy lo chasid, where we know that the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ravid, against the Rambam, discuss that the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we just were talking about by Bris Ben Abasarim, you know, might be used as an excuse. All the nations, Mitzrayim, hey, why were they punished? Right? Isn't it, I'm just being the hand of Hashem. Right? I'm doing exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So how could you punish me? And the answer, what does the Ramban say? Because they went way beyond and they didn't do it Lishma. Right? And they, that's what Sancherev and Nebuchadnezzar and Paro, right? They all have the same try. They all try to say that this is what we did and this is, but the answer is they didn't do it for that reason. Right? They're fakers. They're fakers. And that's what Am Lo Chasid here, Agoy Lo Chasid, they're not pious. They're not ones that should get the prize from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, the Ramban writes in the beginning of Bereishis, and the Ravid writes in Hilchos Tshuva, right? These are not tainas of those that, you know, really deserve it. This is a goy lo chasid. Yeah, that Ramban is in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yud Dalad. Pasuk Yud Dalad. He quotes the Rambam, he doesn't like it, and he says that to know, Hosifu lahara ki yishlichu b'neim liyor, v'yamaru es chayeyem, v'chashu limchos es shmam, v'zeh tam dananochi, sha'avi osam b'mishpat, im asu k'nigzar aleihem, o hosifu lahara lahem. And that's what, they went way above and beyond, and that's exactly what is going to be the problem with Ashur, he says later on, Sancherev, v'chein ha'kasav omer v'sancherev, havei Ashur, shevet api, Begoy chanefa shalchenu. Lo yidam lo ken yidam el uvavo lo ken yachshov. Ki lashmid bilvavo. That's, don't think that it's, they did it for that purpose. And that's the onesh of Sancherev and the onesh of Nebuchadnezzar, all of them. Okay, so four ideas about goy lo chasid. So we continue. So Hashem, please judge me and fight my battle. Going back to the Bris Ben Abasarim. For these nations that don't, stand up to scrutiny. Mi ish mirma va'avla tefalteni. Maybe one other. Reb Zusha says in the Birur Chasidus, he quotes here, that we ask Hashem, Hashem, judge me, mi go lo chasid. Don't judge me as compared to a chasid. Shafteni l'kim v'riva rivi, judge me as compared to a goy lo chasid. Then I have a chance. Then I have a chance of being found innocent. But if you take a chasid against me, Reb Zusha, I won't stand a chance. Ki ata elokei ma'uzi, Hashem, you are my strength. Lama zanachtani, why do you leave me? Lama koder es halech balachas oyev, why do you leave me blackened and gloomy with the pressure of the enemy? I just want to serve you. Shlach orcha va'amitcha, send your light and your truth. Hema yanchuni, they will lead me. Yivi'uni el harkachacha vel mishkanosecha, and they will lead me to your Harakachacha, Harabayas, Vel Mishkanosach, and the Beis Hamikdash, which is on Harabayas. Orcha v'mitcha, Rashi here says, Orcha is referring to Mashiach. Melech HaMashiach shenidme la'or. That's or. Orachti ner l'mashichi. And amitcha emes is Eliyahu Navi. That's Navi Ne'eman. Avi Ne'eman. So it's asking for Mashiach and for Eliyahu. It's interesting that Mashiach is mentioned first here then. Right, we think, the Rambam tells us, the Papsukim sound like Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come before Mashiach. But here we have Mashiach and then Eliyahu. Interesting. But either way, this is a davening for the ultimate Geula. We know Eliyahu HaNavi, he's around today. Right, he's around today. It's just that, he's not here as the Mavaser. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva in Chelek Vav, Simen Sadiches, where he reflects that we shouldn't, right, at the Seder, sometimes we shake the table and we tell the children that, oh, you see, Eliyahu HaNavi drank from the wine. That's confusing to them. And we could just say, Eliyahu HaNavi is coming in his neshama. And we pour a cup of wine to remind us that he is here. His guf is not coming. Sometimes Eliyahu HaNavi goes back into his guf. Right? There are stories in the Gemara that the Tanoim, some of the Tanoim, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, had conversations with Eliyahu HaNavi. So then he goes back into his body, says the Chassam Sofer. Sometimes he goes back into his body. If he's in his body, then he can only be in one place at one time. But if he's just in his neshama, neshamas have power to be in 1,000 places at once. And therefore, by a bris and by the Seder, he says, "V'yoma me'olam lo olo Eliyahu begufa lamala miyutvachim." Nifrada nishmaso migufo vanishama ole umishamish lamala bein malach yasharis ubiyom habisora bimherav yamenu tislabish nishmaso bukuf hakadosh alaz. He'll go back into his body. Va'azu kachaladam mechachminu v'Yisrael v'musbach me'rabo achia hashiloni v'chein b'chol pam shemizgalu mizra b'olam hazeh melubash begufo azach. Whenever he appears in our world, then he becomes a human again. Ukshemizgal alofan zeh harihu malach. But if he only comes in his neshama, he's like a malach, and he can't be koveya and teach us to teach us Torah. V'chulu, and that's what he talks about. The Gemara in Erevin talks about, could you learn the fact that ein tchumen l'malam me'asara from Eliyahu HaNavi coming? But either way, Eliyahu HaNavi, we daven for that. So that's what we daven for. We hope this pasuk reflects David HaMelech's yearning, his tzipia liYeshua. We have another Gemara Shabbos tells us that one of the questions we're going to have to answer after Kavati Itim LaTorah and Asata Natata BeEmuna and Asakta BePirya VeRivya, which are all based on mitzvos, Puravu and Talmud Torah, but now we're going to have to answer up to Tzipisa liYeshua. The Smak in Mitzvah Aleph discusses what the source for that is. Tzipisa liYeshua. Where is the mitzvah that you have to be Mitzapeh liYeshua, hoping for the salvation? So says the Smak, one of the Balei HaTosfos say, it's the first mitzvah. It's the Mitzvah of Emunah. Mitzvah of Emunah. We have to believe that just like Hashem took us out and redeemed us once, that He will redeem us again from every one of our galios. That's the smak. Hechan chsiv mitzvazu ela shema mina dezet talui shekeshev sheish lano lahamin shotziyana mimitzrayim v'chsiv anochi shem alkecha shotzisicha v'yal karchin me'achar shehudi berhachi kamar k'shem shani rotzeh shetaminu bi Shani hotzesi eschem, kach ani rotze shataminu bi shani Hashem alokechem vani asid v'kabeitz eschem ulahushiyachem. V'chein yoshinu barachem avshenis dechsiv v'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim. So that's what the part of the first mitzvah. And the Rambam puts it into Mishnah Torah. Right? You would think, why? The last two prakim of Mishnah Torah, all the way then the Malachim. Right? The Rambam doesn't say anything in Mishnah Torah that's not halacha l'maisa. So the Rambam says we're not supposed to spend too much time on it. We're not supposed to focus on what's going to be. The Rambam says that. But, we can talk about it a little bit. And that's what the Rambam says. V'chol elo advarim sh'kiyotze behem lo yeda adam heich yu ad sheyu. Nobody really knows exactly what's going to be until it is. Sh'dvarim stumim heim etzel anavim. Gam chachamim ein lahem kabbalah b'dvarim elu, elo lefi hech rapsukim. They try to figure it out. V'al kolpanim. But he says, ein seder havayas dvarim elu v'lo digdukan ikar badas. Knowing exactly what's going to be in the future is not a tenet that we have to figure out. Ula olam. Lo yis asik adam bedivrei ha'agados, v'lo yarech bedivrei midrashos ha'amurim b'dyanam elu. Don't focus on it. V'lo yis simeim ikar. She'enem mevi'en lo lidei ahava v'lo lidei yira. Right? It'll just make us crazy trying to figure out exactly what's going to be. Yes, if we see certain things in life and we see kiyum of nevuos and we see kibbutz goliaths, it should make us feel good that we're in the process, that we're in the gula process, but not to focus on every detail, what's going to be and when it's going to be. Even though the Rambam says there are yesodos, tzipisa liYeshua is a yesod, and we have to be mechake, and we have to hope and yearn, as David HaMelech here is yearning, as he says, shlach orcha va'amitcha hema yanchuni, they will lead me. The Avo El Mizbach Elokim. David Kedidian says, I will come to the Mizbeach of Hashem, El Kel Simchas Gili, to Hashem, this is my source of my Simcha, the Odcha Bekinar Elokim Elokai, and I will thank him with the harp, Hashem. But the Al Shach says, why is it Mizbach Elokim? Because the Mizbeach is going to come down from Shemayim. Whoa, that is a huge, as we know, discussion. Right, Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph, Rashi says there that the third base of Mikdash is going to come down from Shemayim. That's what Rashi says. And if you look in the Rambam says that Melech HaMashiach is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Right, the three mitzvahs that we're going to have, Sanhedrin Daf Yuchaf, that first we have to appoint a king, and then fight Amalek, and then build a Beis HaMikdash. So it seems like it's gonna part of the process. So the Aruch Laner says, well, maybe there's the physical Beis HaMikdash and the spiritual Beis HaMikdash. Right, he says there's a double. And that's what he says there's going to be two. Either way, this is what we daven for, whatever it's going to be. You know, we say, whoever's right, Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, whoever's right, we'll take it. And David HaMelech ends off the parak again by giving himself chizik matishtochachi nafshi matemi alai. Why are you bending hochili lelokim ki odo denu? Hashem is going to help you. Yeshua's panai velokai. He will bring salvation to me, and he will be my God. This takes us through Mem Beis and Mem Gimel, which is really a unit.